A fragile ceasefire has allowed life to return to some semblance of normal in some areas in eastern Ukraine. The BBC's Tom Burridge reports from Donetsk.
In a packed theatre hall, the antithesis of gunfire or shells falling. The sounds this elderly audience in Donetsk have endured for months. And the fact that it's Russian singing ringing out around the auditorium is music to their ears.
We want freedom from Ukraine. We want to speak Russian. We want to be good neighbors to Russia. My name is Ludmila. I am an instructor at the university. I used to be because I'm now a pensioner. I have lost a lot of friends because I want to be with Republic and a lot of people, some people, they want to be with Ukraine. But all those votes which were taken in our region, they told that most of the people, they want to be closer to Russia than to Europe. Russian people, they always were our supporters. But Europe, they want to serve America.
You don't want to be part of a Europe that's allied with America.
No, I don't want to be better to be close to Russia, you know.
From opera to tanks. Soviet ones that are being repaired by pro-Russian rebels who claim they seized them in battle from the Ukrainian army.
So this factory is absolutely full of armoured personnel carriers and tanks. You can hear the workers hammering away at parts. They say all the parts are just taken from other vehicles, so some of the tanks here have been completely stripped down.
Меня зовут Павел.
Your name's Pavel.
Мы восстанавливаем трофейную технику.
We repair trophies, vehicles, and then transfer it to another place.
You call them your trophy vehicles?
Как бы да.
Yes.
Do you think these vehicles will be used in battle in the future?
Я думаю, да.
Yes, I hope, yes.
For now, though, there's a ceasefire, and it's generally holding.
This is the late morning market in Debaltseve, a town north of Donetsk that only 2 weeks ago was the scene of fierce fighting when it was taken by the rebels. Driving in, a lot of the buildings are badly damaged. But superficially, at least, this scene is one of near normality. They're selling bags of small fish and cured sausages like kebabs. But as of a fortnight, this town is situated in the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic. During months of fighting, most of the young have left this region, a place which, well before the war, had a strong connection with neighbouring Russia. But as the tanks get rebuilt in Donetsk, do those in power on both sides really want peace? Or is the lull an opportunity to rearm? Regardless of their politics, what people living here will applaud is if this permanently replaces the sound of shelling.
The BBC's Tom Burridge reports. You're listening to Here Now.